It's always wonderful when we do our annual Pharmanorm nutritional report links with Multivits and so on to actually meet some of the newbies, the new wonderful folk who join the Multivits family and team. And we're delighted now to be able to welcome
Claire Lawson.
Claire, you've just been with the company for a few weeks, already sort of showing tremendous signs of health, vitality and so on, which is something I think which applies to all members of the Multivits family and so on. But what's your official title within the role of Pharmanorm today?
So I'm the commercial manager for Pharmanorm Specials.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these specials. What sort of exciting things are actually around?
Okay, so what we've been trying to do most recently is with regards to our biomelatonin product, which is a 3 milligram tablet. Immediate release melatonin is a non-tariff unlicensed special at the moment in England, but very widely prescribed amongst primary and secondary care. As the solid dose melatonin isn't on the specials tariff in England, the endorsement prices against prescriptions can fluctuate quite greatly. So at Pharmanorm, we noticed and became quite concerned really about seeing our own product being endorsed with different prices and quite large variations.
Absolutely. Now, let's just break it down a little bit, because people think melatonin initially thinking, oh, are they talking about melanin? Are they talking about skin products, etc.? What does it actually do?
So melatonin is often prescribed for people with sleep problems. There is a UK licensed 2 milligram slow release tablet on the market, but that's more aimed at patients over the age of 55. Our product is immediate release, can be crushed as well as dissolvable, so it's good for children or anyone that has difficulty swallowing.
So very much to be used, I suppose, in many years as sort of as an aid to getting a few hours of recharging, really, is what we refer to sleep as, basically sort of chance to actually recharge your batteries and work through. And sometimes it can be sort of challenging from that point of view. Of course, the great news about a nutritional supplement is it's not addictive, and it can also work on its own sort of line, and hopefully sort of you can use it as and when you feel.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Which is brilliant stuff. And in terms of the special side of things, this is something I know is such a unique policy in Pharmanorm, because the company itself set up in Denmark and actually has that scientific rigour and legal obligation to make sure things are actually in place. We've already sort of constantly been saying, if you're looking for coenzyme Q10, go for the proper coenzyme Q10. Don't go for a silly random coenzyme Q10, because you might not get the full 100 milligrams or whatever it says on the packet on there. Similar thing seems to be occurring with melatonin, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, all of our products are obviously manufactured to pharmaceutical grade along GMP standards, and the biomelatonin is purely sold for prescriptions.
So from your own point of view, in terms of specials, does the product almost sell itself then? I mean, it goes, you just have to keep a weather eye on it, because I mean, I've often thought that when you're working with Pharmanorm, surely it's a case of it's so good, it's almost a no-brainer, really.
It does, and also our product holds an EU licence, which means with regards to the MHRA's hierarchy of risk, it should be prescribed above some other products, because you can guarantee the quality.
Which is excellent stuff. Did you know about Pharmanorm or Multivits before you joined the company?
Yes, well, I was in specials previously, so I was aware of the specials side, the pharmaceutical products that Pharmanorm were doing.
And what led you to sort of set up base in Morpeth here, or actually to sort of come along to the Morpeth setup? Was it a case of, oh, that looks quite interesting, or was it, were you headhunted? What was the official strategy?
I would say sort of headhunted, but was very open to a new challenge. Saw it as an excellent company to work for, and a lot of opportunity to expand the department, hopefully, as well.
Well, we often talk with people in terms of their career paths. For some of our listeners, obviously, in the undergraduate level, or indeed postgraduates, and they're thinking about where their career actually takes them. And what's your career background prior to Pharmanorm?
Prior to Pharmanorm, I was working at the Specials Laboratory as an account manager, looking after some of their wholesale customers, and just solely in unlicensed products.
And I'm sure that, obviously, given the radio theme, people talk about the specials, they think about a band from the 1980s who are into ska music from Coventry. Nothing to do with that at all. Easily confused. In terms of what we just talked about, melatonin, is that the one project that you're mostly working on, or are there other products that you're kind of having to look at in terms of the brand of specials as well?
We do have a range of specials, mainly the melatonin, some D3 products, but with the biomelatonin, it's the one that we do like to focus on, try and get it prescribed. We've set up a exclusivity arrangement with a couple of wholesalers, to ensure that we can guarantee a maximum resale price, meaning that when the NHS are prescribing our product, they know they're not going to get a highly fluctuating endorsements coming in and taking money from the NHS.
So it's a win-win situation all around in many ways. So well done, and hats off to you, Claire, for actually producing that side of things. I know you weren't expecting this when you turned up this morning to actually sort of say, oh, I'm now doing a media interview, it was fantastic, etc. But well done on that particular area. Just briefly, in terms of the PharmaNord routine, I mean, there are so many sort of positives about the whole thing. We constantly keep coming back to this. But what, from your own point of view, would say would be the best thing about multivits.co.uk or PharmaNord? No pressure here, obviously.
I think it's the quality, really, the quality of the products, the personal touch. We're quite a small team here, so you know you're going to be speaking to somebody when you call up to place your order.
And not have to wait on answer phone whilst you press 5, 6, 7, or 8 options.
Yes, exactly, yep.
Brilliant stuff. It's been a genuine delight, Claire, touching base with your good self today. And hopefully we'll catch up with you in a year's time and see how things are continuing to thrive from that point of view onwards.
Okay, thank you very much.